Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Got a great show today. Pretty interesting. We're going to have two people on. Got a taped interview with Eli Holstein. I keep thinking he's a senior. Man, he's so good at Zachary High School. Went to Zachary High School, interviewed Eli, really enjoyed it, man. He's very mature. I think you're going to see that. Great kid. A lot of LSU fans might not like where he's going, you know, but it's not over. But he's a good kid. He's got a lot of talent. I think he's up there with Arch Manning. But we also have, later in the show, Jace Lejeune is going to join us. We're going to talk about this images and likes and all that other good stuff with college athletics, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So we hope you enjoy that as well. But I'm going to go ahead and get started in the show. We have five topics we're going to start with Eli. One's going to be asking Eli about St. Aug. I saw him in his first game against St. Augustine High School last year, his first start, actually. And I'm also going to ask about his older brother and family, committed to Texas A&M. Why did he commit to Texas A&M? Competing at Texas A&M, and his relationship with Walker Howard. Here's Eli Holstein.
Eli, glad that you could join us today.
Thank you.
I'm at Zachary. What is this, the meeting room for the team?
Meeting room, pregame meal room. Kind of, if we have a big announcement, whole team kind of fits in here. But you can divide it, becomes two film rooms. So it's kind of a multi-purpose main room for everybody.
I started watching you play last year against St. Aug. I came to the St. Aug game. I was on the sideline. I kind of looked like hiding in the end zone. And I talked to Coach Nagel and talked to Brew, and he's like, man, we've got the best quarterback we've ever had coming up. You know, you always hear that. You're like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, sure. And I watched you play, and I remember those two big DNs coming up the field on you a lot.
Yeah, they were pretty big.
And I'm a big Joe Burrow fan.
Yes, sir.
Because Joe could run. He was tall like you, 6'4". And I've seen you scoot up when they came after you. The pocket closed, and you went through, and you went. You remember when you scrambled and you scored a touchdown?
It was my first high school touchdown.
Like 20 yards or so?
It was about 17, 18 yards.
I mean,
the boogeyman was coming to get me.
Yeah, I know.
Slid under him and took off.
But you ran like you were, you might not remember this name, Steve Young, growing up.
Yes, sir.
The greatest running quarterback ever.
Yes, sir, I remember him.
49. And then Joe Burrow, right?
Yes, sir.
But when I watched you run on that touchdown, it's not like you were awkward.
I mean,
you were smooth going through, and I was like, these two ends were big, and they were coming after you to
hurt
not tell
me.
You hey, right?
Yes, sir.
And you just walked in, and you put the ball up, like touchdown, very calmly, and I'm like, this kid has
yes,
got
sir.
Something different. You're not just tall. You're not just, you know, strong. You got a cannon arm, but where'd you get that running ability? Your older brother – is
he was sneak
great
athletic
player.
Nobody really knew he could run. He just didn't have to at St. Thomas
yeah.
with the offense
yeah.
he was in. But I mean, I've always been able to run. I mean, because growing up I played multiple positions. I mean, when I did play quarterback, I was playing safety or corner.
Yeah.
When I wasn't playing quarterback, I was playing receiver, corner, middle linebacker, outside linebacker. I was playing a bunch of different positions, and I mean, I was running with my dad and always competing and running with my older brother. So, you know, being
yeah.
3.5, 4 years younger than him, I always kind of set my standards a little higher than what
yeah.
I should have.
I'm getting old
because
I remember your dad playing ball.
Yes,
Christian
sir.
Life.
Yes, sir. He was
punter.
He played everything at Christian
and
Life.
I remember him as a punter.
Yes, sir. He punted, played receiver. He was like all-state receiver and all-state all-district receiver and all-district safety
yeah.
in like 1 year.
And
he's crazy.
And LSU.
Yes, sir. He could punt. He was pretty good.
So, you know, I'm an LSU guy, too. And, you know, I grew up in Baton Rouge. I mean, if you under a rock, you're either LSU or Southern, right?
Yes, sir.
So, it's very unique. I mean, you committed to A&M, but I heard you've always liked A&M.
As soon as I really got that offer and kind of looked into it more, I always thought this is a perfect fit for me. Just the offense, the town, the city, the people. It's just something I would gel with and someplace that I really needed to go
pretty
to.
Pretty cool fight song.
Yes, sir. It's pretty cool. It's a lot of chants and everything. It's pretty cool. Especially the sawing back and forth and all that. Figured out what that means.
Reminds me of that
cool.
movie, The Alamo, when they keep playing that song, you know, the military song there.
Yes, sir.
What is What are they telling you at A&M as far as progression? I mean, you know, they got a couple of young quarterbacks.
Yes, sir.
One's from Longview, Texas. The other's from Georgia. They're what? One's a redshirt sophomore. The other one's a redshirt freshman, basically.
Yes, sir.
Because he gets his year back. But what is? Because anywhere you go, you're going to compete.
Oh, yes, sir.
But what is your thoughts on competing going in? Are you looking at? You know, all quarterbacks want to be the guy right away. But
yes,
are you
sir.
Having that mentality? Hey, I'm going to go in and win the job.
Not right now. Not my
you got
first
a year.
Year.
Of high school left.
Yeah, I got 2 years of high school
right,
left,
right.
really.
So
I mean, what they kind of been told me is, you know, Haynes King is looking to be their guy. They want somebody to figure out to be their guy, really. And then, you know, he's got 3 years left. So my freshman year would be his last year. So I'd be able to learn under him for a year, and then my second year. I got to compete for the job. You know, they're not just going to hand it to me. I got to compete for it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to enjoy that. I love competing, you know. So they kind of told me QB room's kind of set up for me to, you know, be able to compete and win that job my second year.
You know what's crazy, Eli? And I'm sure you know this already, obviously, but your older brother was a teammate at Walker Howard.
Yes, sir.
And Walker Howard's committed to LSU, right?
Yes, sir.
St. Thomas More. So he's a senior this coming year. You're a junior. It's just kind of crazy. Y'all just parallel, you know, the families, right?
Yes, sir.
And so you know their family.
Yes, I've known Walker for about – I actually went to middle school with him. I was in sixth grade. He was in seventh grade. We were on two different football teams, but I always talked to him. I saw him all the time and hung out with him.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I hope you enjoyed that with Eli Holstein. What a great kid. Very mature. You're seeing that. Going to a great future. When we come back, we're going to talk about more with Eli Holstein. Louisiana quarterback we're going to talk about that, other quarterbacks around the state. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkeen, your host. Our guest is Eli Holstein. Our interview I did in Zachary High School, man, what a great place. Coach Brewerton, Garadale, Coach Nagel, a lot of coaches there, Fuque, Coach Drew Nettles. I mean, I can go on and on. They have a Chris Carrier, great staff at Zachary High School. This is great facilities. These guys are determined to get back and win a state title in 2021. But we got more of an interview with Eli Holstein. We're going to continue on with our interview with Eli.
I'm telling people all day long, just so you know this, I've seen Arch Manning play.
Yes, sir.
I've seen Walker play. I've seen Eli Holstein play. I've seen the kid at Madison Prep play, Zion.
Yes, sir.
He's a real good quarterback. There's quarterback galore now.
Yes, there's a lot of quarterbacks around
here. It's like Louisiana quarterback right now. There's a couple in North Louisiana coming up that are really good.
Yes, sir.
But I put you up there with Arch Manning.
Thank you.
I really think that all of you guys are going to be NFL quarterbacks.
Yes, sir.
Walker Howard's going to be an NFL quarterback one day. You're going to have a chance to play in the NFL one day. Arch Manning, the Chris kid at Madison Prep. We can go on and on and on, but what do you think of all these quarterbacks? I mean, you obviously keep up with these other guys, right?
Oh, yes, sir. I've kept up with other guys, you know, especially in my district. You know, we got some guys in my district that are, you know, SEC Division I football players. You know, guys that I'm playing this year are Division I quarterbacks as well in my grade. You know, we got a lot of quarterbacks, especially in my grade, I feel like this year, that are, you know, SEC Division I quarterbacks that can play anywhere they want to, really. You look top to bottom, we got great quarterbacks here. This is kind of – these next 2 years, the 22 class and the 23 class are really good quarterbacks
incredible.
Coming out of Louisiana. So, I mean –
I'll give you another one. There's a kid at Jesuit named Lavier. He reminds me of you. He's 6'3", about 220, can run like you. And he's not even ranked.
Yes, sir.
He's a senior coming up. And he's an SEC quarterback.
Yes, sir. They're everywhere, really. Nobody really. I've been, you know, being on the phone with some of these coaches, they're always talking about, you know, we've never really recruited quarterbacks out of Louisiana. And I'm like, you need to. I mean, we got quarterbacks here.
Right.
It's not just defensive linemen, DBs, and running backs
and
receivers.
Zachary's like quarterback right? Lindsey
yes, sir.
Scott?
Had some great quarterbacks.
Going, you know,
Lindsey
to
Scott,
now?
Lindsey Scott, after him, Keelan, and now me. So, I mean, give a lot of credit to Coach Langwall, offensive coordinator, and Coach Brew. You know, everybody around, the whole offensive staff's helped me, you know, help those other quarterbacks, you know, succeed and have them where they are right now.
How much are you going to miss Chris Hilton?
I'm going to miss him a lot, you know, just being able to, you know, throw a two-yard little screen pass to him and take off. You know, it was pretty nice, you know, throwing it deep because, you know, he could roll, so just throwing it deep and all that. But this year, you know, it's going to be the same or better, you know, with all the amount of receivers we have. I feel like this is the deepest – this is a very deep receiving core, as I'm trying to say.
Y'all do have a good group coming by.
Oh, yes. I mean, we got six or seven receivers that can play. Yeah. We got Tylan Williams, Jordan Williams, Cameron Senegal, Charles Robertson, Luke Wisham, Jalen Wright.
Charles Robertson's going to show his stuff this year.
He's very, very under-recruited.
Big-time player.
Underrated big-time. I mean, he runs a 4.5.
And Williams hadn't played that much up until this coming year. Jordan.
This would be his first year really playing, and I mean,
he's a big guy.
His improvement from last year this year is remarkable. I mean, I've seen him drop one ball this entire year in 7-on-7. I mean, he doesn't drop balls.
Jordan's almost as tall as you are, isn't he?
He's about 6'1", 6'2".
Yeah,
and big guy. Charles, the same thing, 6'1", 6'2".
Y'all
just long and
guys,
lanky.
Y'all got the slot guys.
I have slot receivers, Tylan Williams and Cameron Senegal, Jordan Pavon. We got three really good slot receivers. That can go, make him miss, do whatever they want, and they can run too. So
Eli,
it's gonna be a lot
of
fun.
What do you think of the Zachary native winning the track title at LSU? What's the nickname they give me?
Squirrel.
Squirrel.
Sean
what
Burrell.
Do you think of Squirrel?
He can run. My freshman year, it was his senior year. He didn't play football that year, but I kind of got to talk to him a little bit and just. I mean, that dude was thinking about the Olympics when he was in high school. Just,
was it freaky seeing him finish?
It was insane.
I mean, he blew away everybody, the who's who in track.
How good he is and just how fast he is.
He's a freshman.
Oh, yeah. It's insane.
So I got to ask you this. Is Squirrel and Chris going to be recruiting you for the next 2 years, even though you're committed?
I don't know. Probably. I don't know about Squirrel too much because, you know, he's in the track
right,
side. But
right.
Chris might talk to me. Haven't yet, but you never know.
We got 2 years.
Yes, sir.
Right. What's your thoughts on the early commitment as far as instead of waiting or not waiting?
I mean, I feel like as a quarterback, you know, the quarterback recruitment's earlier. You know, there's only one spot. And my thought process was, you know, I want to do this before the season starts so I can focus on winning a state championship and winning every game every week. You know, I don't want that to be a distraction for me, my teammates, coaching staff, the whole team, just think about, where he's going. Yeah. I knew where I was going. I wanted to make it public. But, you know, quarterback recruitment, I mean, there's only one spot, so you got to go ahead and take your spot when you can.
And then things change over a year or two. You never know. You don't even know what A&M's going to do or LSU's going to do. What if the coaches aren't there in a year or two? You know, I mean, it's just crazy.
Yes, sir.
But that's everybody, right?
I don't think Jimbo Fisher's leaving anytime with that contract he signed.
Unless he gets a pro job or something.
I still don't think he's leaving. He loves Texas. That means a lot to me.
So who's the coordinator over there that you like so much?
Daryl Dickey and Jimbo Fisher.
Daryl's been around a long time.
He actually he was the tight ends coach when my dad was at LSU.
That's right.
So that's kind of a connection.
That's a connection
we have.
There, huh?
One of the connections we have, and then Lawrence Dawsey. He's kind of like an offensive.
Florida State.
Yes, sir. He was my dad. Him and my dad were actually at training camp with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers together, so they knew each other. And then Tom Shaw trained Lawrence Dawsey.
Yeah,
my dad.
Tom.
My dad worked for Tom Shaw, so that's
more connections.
More connection, you know, just having those connections. You know,
it wasn't just A&M. Y'all had some.
We had some like
family.
Real good connections up there. You know, one of my dad's high school friends lives up there, and all that. You know, so we got a lot of connections in A&M that I didn't even really know about.
Yeah.
But Daryl Dickey, he's the offensive coordinator, does a great job. And Jimbo Fisher obviously has a hand in that and what they do. And, you know, I mean, it's a pro spread offense. I mean, he's had 10 quarterbacks get drafted. You know, so it's kind of like a quarterback's perfect destination.
Yeah, they've the Saints quarterback, Winston, played for Jimbo, Florida State. Won a national championship.
Yes. Very good college quarterback.
That's right.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I hope you enjoy the interview with Eli Holstein. When we come back, we're going to talk about the LSU coaches that were recruiting Holstein, Eli Holstein at Zachary High School. We'll be right back. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest today is Eli Holstein, quarterback at Zachary High School, class of 2023. I can't believe I'm saying 2023. Man, I am getting super old. But, yeah, we're not even in 223 yet. We're in 221. But people get confused because signing day, the date you signed, the date you enrolled, everything's different. But you're the class of 223 means he's a junior coming up, not until this coming season. He'll be only a junior. 2 years of football left. Here's more of our interview with Eli Holstein.
So who recruited you at LSU? What coach recruited you? Who was the coach?
I mean, like you said, with all the coaching changes, you know, it was kind of weird. I mean, at first it was Coach Callaway.
Okay.
And he's kind of had a handle with the quarterbacks. I mean, he recruited me pretty hard for a long time. Then he went
took
up,
a job.
Then he took the job with the Giants, and I kind of lost a connection for a little while with them. And then I talked to Coach Munoz and Coach Pete every now and then.
Crazy, crazy college football world.
Right? Yes, sir.
Now, your name, Eli, did it have anything to do with the Manning family?
No, not at all. No? My full name's Elijah.
I'm glad you said that.
Biblical name.
I'm glad you said that, man.
Yeah, got that from the Bible, that's Prophet Elijah cool. And all that.
That's cool.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be really neat to see all these quarterbacks play college. And again, it's hard to imagine he's took it 2 years off.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I'm showing up talking to you at Zachary High School thinking you're already a freshman in college almost. I mean,
yes, sir.
You've got that stature now. But
thank you.
Zachary, okay, so let's talk about the team. Small drought for Zachary, I guess. I guess it means determined. Because what I can feel around Zachary is the coaches are hungrier than ever before.
Oh, yes, sir.
The players are like, it's like an upset good
yeah,
way.
Yeah, we're not too happy after last year. That game against Alexandria, we're not too happy. But
The work is coming back. And not it wasn't there. I'm just saying that y'all just have that. I can feel it. Y'all have that chip on your shoulder, right?
Big chip on our shoulder.
So big that's going to help a lot this year, right?
Yes, sir.
Play some good teams. Scotlandville. I mean, even Lava, who's
our pre district schedule is very tough. I mean, we start off with East Ascension, we go to St. Aug, John Arrett. St. Aug again.
John Arrett.
John Arrett, Green Oaks, and then Woodlawn.
Green Oaks is Shreveport.
And then Woodlawn week five, and then we start a district.
Collins is another great quarterback.
Yes, sir. Gets to play them week five. Played them 2 weeks ago in 7-on-7.
So where's the off week?
No off week this year.
No off week.
No, sir.
So playoffs, y'all were ready to go though.
Oh yeah, we were ready to go. I mean, had, I guess you could say, 2 weeks rest because of the whole COVID stuff. Missed two games because of that, but we were ready to go and we came out blowing and going in playoffs. I mean, nobody could stop us.
Well, I think with that schedule, y'all be able to play Superman and his friends. The
yes, sir.
What do they call it? The Comet Crew. What do they call that?
Justice League.
Justice League. Y'all could go out and beat those guys.
Yes, sir. I mean, we got a good schedule, but I mean, we got a great team around us. I mean, you
got a good O-line coming back.
Great O-line coming back. And we got one returning starter. But we got two other guys that have really played, you know, have a lot of reps under the belt, you know, seniors, you know, they're leaders on their team. You know, we got two guys in my grade that haven't really played, but, you know, they're big-bodied guys that can block. Yeah. And, but our entire defense, I want to say, except for like one or two guys, is returning.
I was wanting to ask you about defense. I'm friends. I know Coach Garradale really well, Coach Carrier.
Yes, sir.
Coach Nagel. Yeah, I mean, I know you're the QB and you're not on the defense side. You face your defense in practice.
I pay attention to everything they do.
They got a good defense coming back. Zachary does.
Better than good.
I mean,
they're
it's
great.
It's a good group.
I mean, we got our defensive line, in my opinion, is probably the best in the state. I mean, because we got five or six guys that can really go.
Quick off the edge.
Quick off the edge.
Good DBs.
Strong in the middle. Great DBs.
Good linebackers.
Our two starting linebackers right now, actually, they were out last year. At the beginning of the year, they both had season-ending injuries. You know, they're one of them starting his way back. One of them's back.
And y'all have a sophomore DB that's been offered by A&M and LSU, right?
Yeah, so he's in my grade. He's a strong safety kind of, free safety kind of thing. Nothing really gets past him. Carlton Johnson, he's a great tool on the defense. I mean, but he can play DB, rover, safety, everything on the field. So, I mean, we get to move him around. You know, we got some guys coming in that 22 class. We got some kid from Georgia who just moved here. You know, he's an athletic kid. He's going to – once he learns how to, you know, play with us, play in our defense and everything, he's going to help us a lot. But, you know, we got some freshmen, going to be sophomores that are good at the DB positions.
Eli, what's your favorite route throw?
Corner.
Like corner?
Love throwing the corner. You know, we have the corner route a lot throughout our offense, but corners and digs. Love throwing a dig right in the middle of the field, in the easy 10 yards, I feel like.
The old post pass, the deep route. You like the deep routes too?
I like it every now and then, but I'd rather just – I'm thinking first downs.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking, oh, I want to score a touchdown.
I'm thinking
I'm thinking move the chains.
To kill that clock.
Yes, sir.
Which is a winning mentality.
Yes, sir.
That's a good way to think about it because you're not looking at stats. Mm-hmm. That's going to come.
I'm looking for winning week one.
Favorite food, people ask me. They wanted me to ask you that, fans of Preppy. What's your favorite food to eat?
Mexican.
Mexican is my favorite food. There you go. I'm with you on that.
No, they got a lot of that in Texas, so that's nice.
Favorite sports movie?
Remember the Titans.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Easily the best. Remember the Titans or Glory Road.
That's a good one. Favorite former Aggie football player?
Johnny Manziel.
San Antonio native.
Beat
Alabama. Probably the only quarterback to go to Alabama besides Burrow and embarrass Alabama. Right?
Yes, sir.
He could throw the best 10-yard passes.
And he could run, too.
And he could chase
athletic.
Him for 10 seconds.
Still
and
not get him.
He was like Tebow on speed. I mean, he just – you couldn't defend his third option, huh?
Yes, sir.
And you're a good job with that. I mean, if your first option's not there.
Most of my touchdowns and conversions are like my second, third, fourth read. Most of the times, I'd say about 50% my first read, I come off of it.
We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have our last segment with Eli Holstein. We're going to talk about biggest improvements to make for his game and also brothers update at Louisiana Tech. Caleb Holstein, who's his brother, is competing for the starting job at Louisiana Tech. He's a redshirt freshman, won several state titles at St. Thomas More High School. We'll be right back. So, hey, guys, just wanted to take a minute to tell you about Harvey Autos. If you need a new or used car, there's three great dealerships right here worth checking out. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Low prices, honest people, tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest today is Eli Holstein. Here's our final two questions I have for Eli. Again, biggest improvements for him to make, and also we're going to talk about his brother, Caleb Holstein. I hope you enjoy this.
What does Eli need to work on in football?
Yeah, just, as quarterbacks, you always got to keep building on what you're doing right now. You know, footwork, speed, strength, you know, being able to read a defense, reading coverages, you know, knowing what they're doing before they know what they're doing. And I feel like it helps me a lot, you know, just film study and all that.
All right, your brother. We can't leave your brother out. So your brother's at Tech.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about his future at Tech? He's going to be in the competition to maybe start this year.
He has a chance to. You know, Coach Sloan has told him, you know, if he keeps progressing, he's got a chance, you know, to
I love Coach
be
Joe
in the mix.
Sloan.
I love Coach Sloan, too.
Great recruiter.
Love Coach Sloan. I've known him for a little while because, you know, he's kind of always recruited my brother. You know, Caleb, he gray-shirted. So all he had was spring practice, but in the middle of spring practice, got quarantined because his roommate had COVID or something.
So if your brother listens to this show, who's got the strongest arm out of you and your brother?
Right now, like just pure velocity, him. Now he's figuring some stuff out right now, and just pure velocity. He's
gonna love hearing that.
I've been catching for him for the past two weekends, and it hurts to catch.
Who
for him.
Can run the 40 if you and him race?
Me. He won't admit it, but he knows I'm faster.
Who is the fastest in the family out of you, your dad, and your brother? You think?
My dad claimed it's him when he was younger. But I mean, he was skinny.
Tall though, just
long.
Like you.
Oh yes, sir.
Your brother. So I think Coach Brew's going to love this interview because you're very modest.
Thank you.
And I think you're very team oriented.
Yes, sir. Football's a team sport. You got to care about the team before
very
yourself.
Very mature.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Big time leader. And again, you know, I'm here at Zachary and man, this is a great day. You guys are working. Am I taking you away from running outside?
No, sir. We got two workout groups. So that's the first group and the second group starts at about 9.
Off season's been, if you could give it a grade from a 0 to 10, what would you give your off season grade for your team?
9.5.
There you go.
It's been a great off season. You know, I always there's always room to improve. We're all working. Everybody's getting a lot better, stronger. I'm glad Coach Little's back.
I'm looking at that TV out there, that I call a TV, Jumbotron.
Yes, sir.
Amazing?
It's incredible. Being able to run down the field and see yourself on the Jumbotron running is pretty cool.
It's like being at College Station or Tiger State.
For the most part, yes, sir.
How are you going to handle being committed so young? Are you going to just no more visits at all, even the games to other schools?
Probably not.
In some A&M games every
year? I'm going to go to some A&M games and all that. I don't really want to take too many visits during the season. I got a goal in mind, and I feel like that could get in the way of the goal for me.
Yeah, concentrate on your team. That's a good way to look at it, because I think kids – I'm glad you said that, Eli, because kids sometimes look at traveling too much during the season and playing a Friday night game.
It's hard on the body, especially with what we're doing this year.
You need to study the next opponent if you're traveling to another college, right? You can do that when the season ends.
Especially during, summer workouts and everything. June was the only time we could go see places, but, I left it for the weekends.
When's the Mississippi two-a-day grueling vacation? Call it vacation, it's not a vacation.
July 22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
Those are pretty tough, huh?
Boot camp, yes, sir. I did it my freshman year. It was really like the first thing I did with Zachary. That was pretty fun and miserable. I feel like it does a lot more for like morale and the whole team coming together, because we're out there suffering together. I think we can win together too.
Junction City, man, like Bear Bryant, Texas A&M, right?
Yes, sir, Junction Boys.
Junction Boys, only the tough survive. Good to talk to you, Eli.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Thank you, good luck to you, man.
Thank you.
Right. We're gonna take a break, and when we come back, Jace Lejeune's gonna join me, and me and him are gonna agree and disagree until the cows come home, as they say. We'll be right back.
Parents, are you looking for advice on getting your high school athlete recruited by the right college? Lee Brekeen is your answer. Lee has been doing it for over 30 years. He knows the ropes, and more importantly, he knows the people. Lee offers turnkey service from evaluation, creating highlight tapes in the correct format, and complete guidelines for effective communication with the schools. No matter the sport, girl or boy, no matter what grade your child is in, let Lee Brekeen help match your child to the right college fit. Go to our website, LAFootballMagazine.com, and get connected today.
Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I hope you enjoyed the Eli Holstein interview. I think he's one of the best quarterbacks in the country. For the class of 223 now, he's not a 222 because that means he would be a senior coming up. He's only going to be a junior coming up for the listening audience. Only going to be a junior. He's got this year and one more year. He's in the same class with Arch Manning. They're both going to be first-round picks one day, barring injuries. It's the greatest explosion of quarterback talent in back-to-back years I've seen in my 30-something years of following high school football. The 222 class has got as many as 12 quarterbacks that could go D1. The 223 class has as many as 13 or 14 D1 quarterbacks. That's 25 D1 quarterbacks possibly out of Louisiana for the next 2 years. Now, I'll tell you what, if you're LSU, you better get it right. No excuses. LSU has a commit from Walker Howard, who's a first-round pick one day, in the class of 222 from St. Thomas More in Lafayette. You got locally Cole Poirier from Santamal, who's 6'3", 190, runs a 4.5. He's a phenomenal athlete, quarterback, not even being mentioned. I'm mentioning. And you got Zion Chris from Madison Prep, who's a stud, who led Madison Prep to their first state championship game ever, and they won it. He looks like a Michael Vick. I'm not saying 4.3, 40. I'm just saying the way he runs around in the pocket and the way he throws the ball with touch, he's got a lot of talent. North Louisiana is going to have a ton of D1 quarterbacks in the 223 class. I'm talking as many as five or six, most of them in Shreveport, and one maybe in Alexandria. We're going to welcome Jace Lejeune. He's hearing me blabber all this time, and he's in with us today to be on the show. Thanks for joining us, Jace.
Well, thanks for having me on, Lee. It's always a pleasure to be on the Sports Scouting Report podcast.
We actually taped this, but I didn't have the Sims cord in. We're redoing this the second time.
Well, at least it's a Friday, so.
That's right. I've been on the road too much, but I love it. And Jace, a lot of quarterbacks coming out. When I grew up in the 70s, late 70s, 80s, I remember Peyton Manning and Josh Booty coming out in the same class. I thought that was the greatest ever. And my dad, when I was a kid, Steve Ensminger, David Woodley came out. Ensminger Central, David Woodley, Bird. And I think Bob Lane came out that same year, too, out of Neville. That was a great group. Robbie Mahfouz, Lafayette High, those four. But this is more than all of that. This is more talent. These are going to be not just D1 quarterbacks. Think about this, Jace. The 222 class, Walker Howard's going to be in the top five recruits in the country when it's said and done. Might be the number one recruit. He hasn't even hit his upside yet. He's only started a year. 3,500 yards, 42 TDs. He's going to show everything this year. In 223, Arch Manning and Holstein are going to be two of the top five players in the country. Think of that.
It's insane, looking at it. And I've been following high school football for about 15 years or so. But, you know, I can't imagine. Now, the last couple of years, it'll be a year where they would have headline guys, like one or two guys. But I've never seen headline guys, which you have the next 2 years, but the depth behind there with just all around Louisiana. And you mentioned that, you know, LSU needs to get it right. What about the other Division I and FCS programs in Louisiana as well? They need to get it right, too, with the amount of depth in the quarterback position.
If I'm Tulane, if I'm Southern, if I'm Grambling, if I'm Nichols, McNeese, if you don't get it right, there's nowhere to run or hide on this one when the alumni goes, why didn't you sign a quarterback? There weren't enough. There was tons of them. You got to get one of them. And look, locally, for the 222 class, Zion Chris is a phenomenal quarterback at Madison Prep.
He's incredible.
He's 6'1". I mean, that's Brett Favre. But he's so good in the pocket. He's smooth and has a cannon arm. He won a state championship for Madison Prep. First one ever in the history of the school. And at Santamal High School, I'm big on Cole Poirier, whose dad played college football. He's 6'3", 190. He runs a 4.5, 940. He's a phenomenal athlete who's going to have a great senior year at quarterback. And there's others. You got Jack Levier at Jesuit, who's a D1 quarterback in this class in 222. He's 6'3", about 215.
He's getting a lot of attention recently around the camp circuit. He's really impressed a lot of people.
And you got Landry Liddy from Calvary Baptist.
It's all around the state. It's not just like there's a lot of South Louisiana. There's none.
No.
I mean, it's all around the state the next 2 years.
And we're just talking 222s. The 223s, everybody knows about Arch Manning at Newman and Holstein, Eli Holstein at Zachary. But there's a lot of quarterbacks, and they're big time. We're going to take a break when we come back. This is something that we want to talk about. Me and Jace are going to agree, disagree, and probably agree a lot. I like it. I don't like it. I'm kind of in the middle. I think Jace is. We're going to talk about the name, image, and likeness of college athletes getting paid. We're going to talk about the good, bad, and ugly. I'll throw my 3 cents. Jace will have his 2 cents. We'll be back to talk about that in just a moment. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. I think that's my name, Jace. Jace Lejeune is with us, our editor, Louisiana Football Magazine. I want to mention this before I forget. The magazine will be out, the 25th year anniversary issue in August of this year. It'll come out mid to late August. Go to the website to pre-order copies, digital or north or south, LAFootballMagazine.com. Jace, me and you I'm writing schools, you're editing, you're also interviewing coaches. We got two great interns, Jay Parker.
Yeah, shout out to Jay Parker and Connor Shaw for the excellent help. They've helped us a lot, and I don't know where we'd be without them two helping us out with the assists.
Yeah, Jay's been going to Manny High School and all over Natchitoches, Shreveport. He's going to be hitting some Monroe schools, helping us with Grambling and ULM, Northwestern State. our other guys, who's from Texas, man. He's an LSU student. Want to mention that Jay is a ULM student. Want to mention that, ULM of Monroe. But we want to go ahead and talk about name, image, and likeness. And, Jace, I told you before the show, I said, if we don't agree, let's just throw it out on the show. I like it, and I don't like it. What I don't like is that this is a trial and error deal, and when it's a trial and error, there's no stop signs and speed limit in this. A lot of things can go really bad from this because it's so new, and when it involves money and kids, this is not set up to work fully the first year. I know it sounds crazy because the only thing people think of is money, right? Now, the good thing is I'm glad they're getting paid. I don't have a problem with them getting paid. But there's no limit to the money. I see problems from teammates not getting any money. What if the quarterback's making $1.5 million a year driving a Bentley and he moves out of the LSU apartments because now he can afford a $600,000 house, but his ex-roommate is barely paying his rent eating at the LSU cafeteria? Well, not paying his rent. They have free room and board, but he's having, you know, he's barely paying his gas and to get back home. His family's not wealthy. And all of a sudden, your roommate who blocks for you, he's not getting any money. That causes problems. Will companies like the whole team? Will the whole team get money? Because this is a team sport. And if 50 kids on the team aren't making any money, their kids are going to get upset. Their parents are going to get upset and say, what about my kid?
Yeah, football is the biggest sport, too, and I think that's where it's going to have the most problems. There's just so many players on the team, and, you know, everybody's going to endorse. It's not a question, the star quarterback, the star running back. But when you look at the offensive linemen, you know, you look at, you know, defensive linemen guys, you know, they're not going to get the
backup
opportunities.
Backup receivers and DBs.
Sure, sure. So, really, you look at maybe four or five, six guys might get, like, big opportunities on the whole football team. So, I mean, football-wise, it's going to be a problem as far as camaraderie and team chemistry when, you know, obviously the star quarterback is going to get paid, get a lot of opportunities for endorsement deals. Meanwhile, like you mentioned, guys blocking for them, they won't get that, you know, opportunity.
I think you need to go ahead and create something. And it's kind of like you need an agent, right? You're in college. You need someone to handle all your calls. Your cell phone's going to blow up. How are you going to concentrate on your schoolwork? How are you going to get to class on time with some companies calling you now? How are you going to study? How are you going to get your mind back on football? How are you going to, like, not take a call from, like, Napa, right, wanting to give you $1 million, but yeah, you got to go to practice. You can't talk to them right now.
I mean, you student-athletes, they have a lot to juggle anyway. You got school, academics, then you got football, you got the other sports going on. So, and then add that to it. I mean, it's a lot to juggle. But a thing I do like about this, Lee, about this name, image, likeness, is everybody knows about the three major sports, football, basketball, baseball. But as far as, like, gymnastics, volleyball, some of the, you know, minor sports where they don't really have a professional league.
Yeah.
This is a good opportunity for, you know, the star gymnast or the star volleyball player to be making some money and getting some notoriety for their accomplishments.
Well, here's the good thing, I think. There's always a good, besides getting paid, because mom and dad are going to get some of this money too. Major League Baseball, if you're LSU baseball and you're like, oh, we can't compete with Vanderbilt now because Vanderbilt has this big endowment fund, right? Not anymore, because if you're a baseball star like Dylan Cruz, I don't need that 11.7 scholarship. Give it to somebody else. Now you can bring in more people. Now you can recruit easier. And now the MLB is going to hate this. No more 30, 40-round draft, because guess what? Why would you go in round 7 to make $300,000 when you can make that on your image and likeness at LSU?
Right, and be a star. You can, sit another year. So I know Major League Baseball and the NBA are not the biggest fans of this. So.
And the NFL's not going to like it because look at it this way. A late first-rounder is what guaranteed maybe a couple of million a year, a late one. So now a kid can say, okay, I'm viewed as a 30th pick in the first round, which back in the day, right, he's going pro, right? He's taking that $2 million a year times 5 years. Oh, my image and likeness is making me $2 million a year already. I'll pass. I'm coming back to LSU. So there are the advantages of no longer being in a battle with the MLB, the NBA, the NFL.
Right, and that's the good thing about it as far as college. And I know a lot of college basketball, a lot of people saying it was dying because of, players spend 1 year and then leaving. So now with this name, image, likeness, more of your star basketball players might stay another year instead of just going.
Let me throw this out. This just hit me. Let's go back to 2019, Joe Burrow. No one's talked about this yet, but everybody's talked about he would have made $10 million. That's obvious. But what if he had a year left? And he's making $10 million a year at LSU. He would have came back for another year.
Yeah, it would have been crazy to think about if this was done when Joe Burrow was on campus, how much money Joe Burrow would
And if
making.
He had a year left.
Right. If he had a year left. Like, it's insane. You'll go back and guys like Joe Burrow, guys like Johnny Manziel. Imagine this was happening in the 80s when he had, Herschel Walker and Bo Jackson. Like, when this was going on and how much money they would have been making.
Manziel wouldn't have went pro early. Eddie Kennison would have never left LSU early. You can look at maybe Trev Falk, who even had his degree as a junior, probably would have came back.
Right.
I mean, this helps you retain players, but how do you keep all your players happy?
That's going to be the biggest question.
And the other thing is and we'll talk about it. We'll come back. We're going to take a break. But we'll knock it around a little bit more, talk about how this can go great and go bad at the same time. But coaches are going to have to go take classes on this. Coaches are going to have to, I know they're not in on the marketing right now. They're probably in on the rules. But they're not business guys 24/7. They're coaches. They're going to have to act like agents as coaches. They're going to have to change their schedule. They're going to have to work with the kids with their practice times. Well, Stingley might have to go off an hour now and go speak for $5,000. Oh.
There's really a lot to think about when looking at this. Is there a limit?
There's no stop signs right now, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
There's no speed limit.
There's really no.
That's what's scary.
Yeah, I mean, there's really no rules so far as what's good, what's bad with the name, image, likeness.
When we come back, me and Jace Lejeune will talk more about this and throw some stuff out like Dare Rosenthal. Heck, he might want to come back just for the likeness and the image and the name, just because they know him as an LSU guy.
If you start, and I believe somebody says LSU might get the most opportunities when it comes to name, image, and likeness.
We'll talk about that. Let's lead into that because I think there's a lot of Fortune 500 companies in Georgia, Atlanta, Birmingham, New York. It kind of where your school is located, Florida, Texas, California. We only have two Fortune 500 companies, Jason, in the state. Houston has 25.
Okay. Well, Houston's, I know, is pretty good back.
Yeah, but it's going to be competition among where are the businesses. We'll be back in just a moment. I'm going to take a break. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkeen, your host. Today we have our editor on, Jace Lejeune. Early in the show, we had Eli Holstein from Zachary High School. I really enjoyed going to Zachary. By the way, a shout out to my friend Johnny Nagel for helping me with the interview. He had told Eli, help me out. Thanks, Coach Brewerton, for allowing me to go over there and interview Eli. I would have been able to interview the whole team, but I couldn't. I had to get out of there. But a lot of great players. We will talk about all those Zachary kids in our preview magazine if you're mom or dad listening from Zachary.
Trust me, it'll be a big write-up.
big write-up on Zachary. So you want to get your copy if you're a Bronco fan or any school in the state, go to LAFootballMagazine.com. The image, name, and likeness of these kids. Yes, I am happy for the smallest sports programs, gymnastics, soccer, golf, tennis, girls basketball, you know, softball, swimming.
I believe that's the number one positive taken away from the name, image, likeness. It's a smaller sport.
They get hardly any money scholarship. I mean, some of it's even less than baseball if they're getting anything at all. I am happy for a walk-on being able to get likeness at LSU. It's going to be interesting, I guess, how aggressive you are if you're not playing, or a guy that doesn't play. Again, I'm worried about the whole team thing. If I'm a company, I wish I had the money to do it. I don't have that kind of money, but I would do the whole team.
Right. I mean, when it was popular, like in the 80s and 90s, and, you know, but this is more professional. But, like, when, like, Chicago Bears had an 85 year, they had all kinds of endorsements with an entire team. So,
right.
That might happen. Like, if there's, like, another LSU team, like that 2019 team, how dominant it was. Usually these national championship teams, they might get a whole lot of something just based off winning a national championship and having a lot of endorsements after winning a national championship.
Well, I've got an idea. Why don't LSU legally pay for all the team to get paid to be involved and stuff? Is that able to – can they do that, the school?
And that's the thing right now. We don't know, like, the major rules with this, because this just came out the last couple of days.
So now I'm Johnny. I'm just making a name up. I'm Johnny at whatever high school in Tennessee, okay? I'm growing up like 10 minutes from Memphis. I'm making all this up. And I'm being recruited by everybody in the country. I'm a class of 223 guy. I'm the best D-tackle in the country, and I'm trying to figure out where I'm going to go. Now the college coach is going to say, Johnny, you can get $10 million coming here in your likeness and imaging. Oh, that's different. It's a different way to recruit now, right? We got this company backing us. You can be a part of this company. And then Alabama can say, well, we got this company.
I was just thinking about that, too.
And Texas can say, you know, everything's big in Texas. We've got these companies.
And college coaches are going to use this now as a recruiting tool, a recruiting pitch, as far as all the companies that they have in around their program that can support them in terms of this name, image, and likeness.
And your college coaches have to have a business mind now. They have to think that. It's not just, oh, man, you're the best, you're the fastest, you run a good 40, we like you. Nah, the kids now
like, we got these companies.
Yeah. And the dad of that kid and the mom are like, wait a minute, let's just cut to the chase. How much can he make an image, name, and likeness at your college?
I wonder if they can work. Like, there's just if they can work with a college or with a business saying that if you come to this school, we can offer you this endorsement. I wonder if that would be happening too.
Or what about this? We'll get your mom and dad involved on it, and they can get paid too.
I bet Reggie Bush hates hearing about this now.
Oh, gosh. Give him his Heisman back.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, all that stuff that happened didn't affect his play on the field.
No.
It wasn't like he wasn't taking performance-enhancing drugs or anything.
Well, all I got to say is this. If somebody offered you $500,000, how many people would turn it down?
Not a lot of people turn down $500,000. But now it's going to be, okay, he's offering you $500,000, I can offer you $1 million.
Yeah.
So it's going to be bargaining for a player.
Well, I do know one thing. If you're cutting commercials, I'm in the business. A lot of people in the media get this. It takes time. So how are you going to manage the time to go cut these commercials or say, look, we're going to give you $1 million to be in our commercial? Well, how are you going to have all this time now?
Now, if you think about it, I mean, another good thing about this is I know that these college athletes are getting scholarships and, you know, getting free tuition, free housing, free meals.
Big time.
But you know, as far as like just your normal student, your average Joe that gets an academic scholarship, they still need to get some income. They still need to get some income to fill up gas and, you know, get some food outside the facility. So might as well make some money and get some income because they won't have that time for athletics. So that will make up for having to work because they already have like a 9-to-5 schedule at, you know, at football practice or at basketball practice and school.
Actually, it's more of a 7 to 10 at night.
Right. I mean, but you get my drift.
Yeah.
Right. It's like a full-time job, but they also need to get some income coming in too.
Yeah.
So having these endorsements will allow them to get that extra income so that at least they'll get something coming in.
I'm just worried for the kid on the team that starts, he gets nothing.
Right. That's always your worry.
And all he's hearing about, all the money this guy's making, his teammate, or the big house he's buying, or the car he's getting, and they're kids. They're going to be emotional like, this is not cool.
Yeah, it's not cool, but there will be some opportunities for everybody. Even if it's like you're just your backup player that's playing a lot. I mean, not really playing a lot. Usually local communities will, you know, pitch in something, say, hey, I'll pay you for an autograph session, you know.
Yeah.
So you can sign autographs for just a couple bucks on the side.
But you know what's interesting? When the MLB, the NBA, and the NFL will hate this. They're going to hate it because now they can make money and stay in college. They have something to fight against. They're not the college coach's best friends. Now they're going to want to be best friends, buddies. Like, hey, let's talk. Well, if you heard Maneri over the years and Coach Burtman, you know how the draft goes. There's a small time frame to keep them, and then you're trying to sign guys, and then you got it small to enroll, and then they enroll, and then they go. I mean, now – these college coaches aren't going to be buddies with MLB coaches. Now they have the wand.
And this is going to narrow. And this is also going to carry over to high school because imagine like you think the number one recruit is already going to get like endorsement deals for being the number one recruit.
Yeah, that needs to stop at college. It does.
That's what I'm saying. It could cause a negative trend though.
Yeah, but I think this is where the college coaches have to step up and speak. They really do. I mean, we cannot have high school kids living a pro life.
I agree with you. I mean, they should be high school kids.
And they need to play the senior year. If they're not hurt, they need to play because it shows they're not wanting to finish with their team. It's a school. You're a kid.
You only have one senior year of high school.
Have your normalcy with your family and your grandmother. You're not going to want your grandparents to come see you play? They're actually ready for you to see you play. You're going to tell your grandma and grandfather, I'm skipping my senior year because I can get a couple of grand? Now, that bothers me. You know,
there is a line to cross.
It's emotional. You know this. Your dad's a coach, and my dad was a coach. It's really – and I'm seeing kids sit out. There's a kid that's running back in Texas, Jaden Kane, I think his name is. He's sitting out. I mean, man, the team needs you. You're in high school. You're not in the NFL. You're not in college yet.
And it really all started a couple years back with guys trying to sit out bowl games. And that's ever since then, it's become a pretty negative trend.
But they're going to find out your image is only how good you are. So if you start slacking on how good you are, then you're not going to get the likeness, name, and image money. Meaning you got to back it up still on the field.
Also, here's another thing to throw out. What about the transfer portal too?
So let's take a break. Okay. And we're going to talk about that.
Yeah,
talk about the transfer portal. You might transfer for a better deal, huh? Oh, it's going to get crazy. I'm telling you,
there's a lot of things you got to think about.
You're going to have a 1 week. The NCAA, Mark Emmert's going to have to do something where all college coaches spend 1 week just talking about this. In notepad, and you got to find a week and say, we got to educate everybody. This is going to be way above your head. This is beyond money. You got to keep your team together. And here's all the things you got to do. And you know who's going to be ahead of this, right? You know what coach is going to be ahead of this? Just guess.
Well, I imagine Nick Saban.
He'll be ahead of it. I bet he's already got a binder that's about 7,000 pages wide of all the things to do to keep everybody happy. And if I'm a college coach, you better keep up with that guy because he's always ahead of it.
He's always ahead of it and, you know, always surrounds himself with people that know that they're ahead of it, which makes Nick Saban so great.
If you're not ahead of it, you're going to lose players. You're not going to be able to – you're not going to play blackjack with the best guy at the table here. So we're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to talk about the transfer portal and this image, name, and likeness for college athletes. We'll be back. So, hey, guys, just wanted to take a minute to tell you about Harvey Autos. If you need a new or used car, there's three great dealerships right here worth checking out. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Low prices, honest people, tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkeen, your host. Hope you enjoyed Eli Holstein from Zachary High School. And with me and Jace Lejeune talking about the image and likeness of everything you can make money on. And now I want to thank our sponsors again because we would not have the show if it wasn't
speaking
for them.
Speaking of making money.
Well, not making any money, but these sponsors are allowing us to grow the show, and we're excited. We know we're going to do video, which is going to change everything even more. But I want to thank our sponsors, Tommy Harvey, Harvey Toyota, Lexus. I mean, Subaru, I mean, what a great company, Jace. He was the first one to come in with us out of Shreveport, Bossier City. Tommy, thank you for that. And also, Medine's Collision Center was our second sponsor to come in. Chris Medine, Dominica Medine, their son Jesse Medine, they're on Kincaid Avenue in Baton Rouge. If you need your car painted or you need any body work done on your car or truck, they've been open since the 1960s. I love it. They're family owned. They're good people, and they know what they're doing. And our third sponsor has come in the last few days, Treads and Care. Devin Holly is the owner. I've known him 25 years. He actually was a sponsor for our TV show years ago. He was the first sponsor I ever got in TV. But they're locally owned and operated, Devin Holly. They just opened a new store in Central, the town of Central. And they do tires, brakes, oil changes, alignments, air conditioning, repairs, tire light repairs, all major brands of tires. They've been in business since 1971. I was born in 70. They've been around since 1971. They're on the corner of Hooper Road and Park Place Drive in Central. Beautiful place. And the phone number to call is 225-331-8144. They're not far from Zachary. They're not far from Baker and Central. You could go there not far from Denham and Walker and all those areas, Watson. Be sure to check Devin Holly out and Medine's Collision and also Treads and Care and Harvey Toyota. I appreciate these guys. I really do, Jace. It's you know, it's been a labor of love with the information. I started it in my house right before COVID.
Yep.
And we got equipment after equipment and been buying a lot of equipment and saving money and about to go to video, but we're going to continue with this name, image, and likeness for college athletes. Transfer portal.
That's another wrinkle to throw at with the name, image, and likeness because
I don't know if they go hand in hand.
What if an athlete has an endorsement deal, let's say, and it's connected with the university? Let's say it's this Georgia player, and he's backed up by, you know, a big company in Georgia.
Coke.
Maybe Coca-Cola, because since they're based in Georgia. So let's say he's sponsored by Coca-Cola. But he says, I'm on a transfer. I don't like, you know, where I'm at right now at Georgia. I'm on a transfer to somebody else. Does that endorsement deal get thrown off the board?
Yeah, because you're no longer wearing red.
Yeah, right. You're no longer wearing Georgia colors. And can somebody else from another university contact you saying, hey, you come to us?
Well, that's a company problem.
Yeah.
Because what would happen is the kid, you know, does what he wants, right? He's a college student. So there's going to have to be some rules set up that you might not can break an agreement. And then there's going to be some rules that you can only have one product, maybe nothing the same. Like you maybe only have one car dealership.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, put like a limit on the number of endorsements you can make while you're in college.
What is an autograph going to cost now?
It depends on the player.
And here's what might bother me. So now I have no problem with them getting money, okay? But if a 4-year-old kid comes up to a Joe Burrow in McDonald's or something or a restaurant somewhere and he goes, hey, Mr. Burrow, can I four-year-old kid, I want to wear an LSU shirt. Oh, can I have your autograph? It's going to be $65.
$65.50.
So, I mean, how do you handle that with little kids?
I think when it comes to that, I mean, youth players know that.
It's going to get crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. I mean, I think they'll sign an autograph. Like, if they're just coming out, you know, usually in spring games and stuff like that, I'm sure it would be for free, you know, just with the fans and stuff.
Well, then you got to have a rule book separating all this thing. I mean,
it's a lot to look at, and Mark Emmer's going to be pretty busy with managing all this.
Now, pitchers, I guess if the university takes them, we're going to still be able to use them for a magazine, right, because it's for the media.
Yeah, and if it's taken by the university.
But it's going to be a pretty small, you know, you got a small print there. You're like, if you use somebody's picture, if it's not the university's, you can't use it.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely, you know, something you'll see.
Yeah, that's going to change. And then, are college coaches going to like this?
I guarantee a college coach is going to hate this.
It's just different for them again. It's changing. It's evolving. It's not
there's
something.
Just so much. They just want to coach. They just want to coach and coach the team. But they realize there's other aspects, recruiting, and, you know, that they're not fans of.
They don't mind them getting paid.
Right.
It's just they have to deal with everything.
And sometimes you have a lot of big egos. And then, you know, with the big egos and plus the endorsement deals, it can be a lot to manage for coaches.
Well, how about this? Guys. How about your coach arguing with your quarterback at practice, and the quarterback goes, well, I make more than you, coach. Don't argue with me.
Especially an assistant coach. I mean, if you think about, like, a position coach he's going to talk to, like the quarterback's coach or running back, he might make more money than the position coach.
So you got
to
keep your attitude right. I mean, it's so much stuff here. I have no problem with kids getting paid. More power to you. I mean, the regular student.
They deserve to make some money on the side. All right.
Well, then you got the regular student. The regular student's not getting any of this. And they're going to be in class with the famous student. That's got to work. When you go out in the college bars and the regular students, that's got to work.
I know that there's always been
animosity
towards college athletes anyway.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's just going to grow even more than it was before.
Yeah.
Hatred between just your normal average college Joe and then, like, Joe Burrow, you know, so.
It's going to be very a lot of movement. Like I said, there's no stop signs. There's no speed limit. And I think what's going to happen is a year is going to go by and they're going to go, okay, we got to make all these changes or it's going to ruin the sport. Not that they're getting paid. It's the way you got to have the rules set up and you got to have everything. It can't get out of hand. And then the attitudes of the young men have to stay on doing their job and working hard for that sport. It can't affect your mindset now that you're getting money, and it's so easy that it can.
A lot of college athletes have been smart about this, too, because Mackenzie Milton, who's the quarterback at Florida State.
Was at Central Florida.
Was at Central Florida. He created a company with this name, image, and likeness and setting college athletes on the front end, you know, with college athletes and get them endorsement deals. So,
do you know how many ex-college football players are looking at this like, whoa.
They're shaking their head.
No, I'm not talking about future first-round picks, guys that were just popular.
Mm-hmm.
Going, wow. Guys, I'm talking about guys that didn't have NFL futures. I'm just talking about football.
Right.
Popular people that could have made thousands of dollars that they could have changed their life, right? Because there's guys that play at LSU in baseball. They're not going to go to the major leagues. But if you're popular.
Like the crazy fullback or the favorite.
The walk-on guy that just everybody knows him from blocking
like
punts.
Texas A&M 12th man.
Right. Now, hey, you know, get on the field as a walk-on. You got a chance to get some image going on, right?
Yep.
Some likeness there.
Right. I know a lot of guys are happy about this because.
How about the Notre Dame guy that made the movie, Rudy Rudiger?
Yep. I'm sure he's making enough money
already.
He's making
a lot of money now, but I'm just saying he could have really made some money back then.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Goodness gracious. But the NFL will not like it. The MLB will hate it. the NBA will hate
all
it.
All the professional leagues are not going to like this.
Because they are in charge right now. They're the money. And they can say, kid, if you go pro, I'm just talking about football. You know the minimum for pro football right now is over $700,000. If you're not even drafted, if you make a team. Well, now, oh, coach, I'm coming back, man. I can make $1 million just being here. I don't need to get drafted either. I mean, you know, I know they're guaranteeing me $700,000 in the NFL, but if I come back, I still make that.
Also, I wonder if there are like any incentives from these companies too, like for these players, kind of like a contract negotiation.
There's
like
if you throw
for 4,000 yards this year, we'll, you know, add a little something to your.
I'm sure a lot of people were competing for Stingley before the walk-on thing hit.
Yep.
I'm sure that was a lot of people hit him up because, I mean, Stingley's the top DB in the country.
He's going to be a top five
pick
in the draft.
And if you're a Heisman candidate, you're guaranteed probably to make $1 million a year doing this.
Absolutely. Guaranteed. Even, like, preseason guy, like, you know, like a Spencer Rattler. Yeah. Or a
but if you're a
Sam
kid,
Howell.
If you're a kid listening to this show today, and if you're a college athlete, and you're popular, get out a notebook and think about all the ways to keep your teammates happy. That's what I would do. If I'm the Joe Burrow of the future at LSU, or I'm Stingley, or I'm somebody like that, I'm thinking of a way, all right, how can I make all my DB buddies happy that aren't getting any money this year?
I just wanted, if I was in that situation.
Steak night every night? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
something.
Treat my guys, you know, to a night of bowling or whatever. Right. Just put it all on me. Yeah, and don't really talk about it. Just when you're on the field, just be all business, be all about the team, and, you know, on the side, when it comes to it, just do what you got to do.
And if you're the quarterback, you're going to have to do more for your line and your tight ends and your running backs and receivers that are not big names.
And sometimes all it takes is just show them that, you know, that they respect you. You know, like sometimes just be on the field of play or, you know, Joe Burrow had a moment where he was picking the fight against his defensive lineman, so it motivates a lot of those guys.
I am worried that mentally this might be too much money too soon for people, and they're not going to know how to handle it.
And also, are we too soon away from this, considering that we just are coming back out of COVID and everything going on? Maybe we'll be another, or are we like a year away from handling, or a year or two away from handling all this?
And then does the pro leagues put pressure on the NCAA? Is there some kind of, oh, we need to talk? Because, the NFL's not going up on their money. MLB is just stretched right now from COVID. The MLB's down on money. And I'm going to tell you, the MLB might go to a one-round draft after this.
And the NFL draft might
go down to a two-round draft.
2 rounds or so.
And then you might see the NBA go one round.
Because they don't care about when those guys are coming out of the draft. They don't care if they're coming out in junior year, senior. They don't care. They just want the best players to come out. And now, you know, a lot of these college players, or the reason why they're leaving, is the money that the NFL provides.
Hey, look, that green stuff's powerful, man. M-O-N-E-Y. And, you know, again, it can cause harm. It can cause good. It's just, I just hope these colleges are just set up. I know the marketing's set up. That's obvious. All these colleges have great marketing.
Soon as that first day came, there were like thousands of athletes endorsed.
Well, the marketing's been working on this for a year, all these schools. But the kids, there's going to have to be a system here, and I hope it works, where it doesn't tarnish our game. It doesn't affect the team concept of these guys getting along. At the end of the day, they all have to get along and be happy.
And do you know who also does not like this? Is like some of your old timer guys,
no.
That played both ways and played all 60 minutes.
No, they're not.
They the old school guys.
Well,
they
and you gotta like this. And the fans are gonna have to stay happy, but the fans are not gonna be happy if they see there's divide. If there's divide, then the fan base is gonna divide. It all kind of goes hand in hand. So,
and that's what makes is it going to ruin college football because. In college, like some of the major college sports, because, I mean, that's what makes it so special, the tradition, the passion, the pageantry, all of that. now if you look at all the endorsements, everything going on, it's just another glorified professional league.
Well, here's another one. Jace, you know all these colleges have alumni groups in every state. LSU has a big alumni group in Houston, okay? They got one in Dallas, Jackson, Mississippi. They got one in Florida. I mean, California, LSU's got a big alumni group in Los Angeles. I'm just talking about LSU. I'm not even talking about Notre Dame and Alabama yet. These alumni groups are going to be able to pay LSU players to come.
I was thinking about that,
speak.
Too.
They're going to be fighting for it.
Right.
But do you realize all these alumni groups are going to want these guys to speak? There's about 200 alumni groups just for LSU.
And especially guys coming in that are considering donating to the school and was like, well, let's see if we can get.
And now they want the kid, not the coach now. They're going to say, no, give me Burrow. We don't want the coach. We want Burrow to come speak. You know, I mean, it's going to get to that. Like, which alumni group do I go speak to? Whoever pays you the most, I guess. I mean, but you're going to have that with Notre Dame. Obviously, they got Notre Dame's probably got 300 or 400 alumni groups, right? Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Michigan. Just with the alumni, they're going to make a ton of money. Not even companies, just alumni. It's crazy. These kids are going to have to buy limos and have drivers. I mean, it's, you know, they're going to be able to drive to all these places.
It's crazy. It's a lot. It's really a lot to think about and process, and I'm intrigued where this is going to go.
I like they're getting paid. A lot of young kids out there that they don't come from any money. They can use the money.
Help support their family.
Help support their families. Not have to starve while you're just getting by. And look, yeah, you have great housing at the LSUs. You have a great place to eat at LSU, but
you need some income.
You need income. And, you know, it helps the families that don't have income, especially after COVID and the last 7-8 years of the economy. But they just got to handle it right, Jace. They've got to – and I don't know. I mean, I don't know. We're all going to see what happens with the NCAA and the college coaches. And it's kind of like you got to bring in a staff for this, for the school maybe. I'm not talking about marketing. I'm talking about like a staff just to
handle
this.
Right.
I'm not talking about marketing. The marketing department's going to do their thing. They're going to go buy billboards. They're going to do internet stuff. They're going to line everything up. They're going to, you know, do the interviews. They got great people that do that at these colleges. But there needs to be like a whole staff of people that just mentally help this evolve.
And that's another thing that a lot of these college coaches have done with this new generation of players is that they got a lot of mental health coaches just on the staff and just helping a lot of these college athletes just because mental health is a big issue being brought up.
Well, I'm in shock it actually happened. And I'm not in shock, right? But the day they said it's going to happen, you're like, whoa, this is really going to happen. Like, wow, it's really happening.
And it's crazy because the last 20 years, there are a lot of instances where a lot of people got in trouble with this. So, and, you know, now.
Here's something else I told you off the air. I think more kids are going to go play sports.
Yeah, than ever before.
I mean, there's going to be kids go, man, if I become a good popular player, I don't even have to be a recruit. If I'm a popular player, I'm going to get endorsements. Legally, in college,
you can be like this personality, like a Torrey Carter, kind of like a wild man,
right.
Kind of like a fan favorite, and
all the black paint on his face,
right?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Imagine what the Boz would have been making when he was at Oklahoma with his personality.
Vinny Testaverde, or if he had no personality like Bernie Kosar, he would have made money,
right? Just because he was so good at Miami. So
Jay Barker would have made money at Alabama, and he wasn't even a good quarterback that won a national championship.
If you're a starting quarterback for a major division, you're automatically getting endorsements.
Here's the other thing I hope doesn't happen. I just thought of it. I hope these kids aren't allowed to wear sponsors' stuff in a game.
I think I'll be drawing the line.
Socks, you know, shoes.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I hope that doesn't happen. let's keep it LSU equipment, LSU stuff. But I'm just saying, it's just something to think about that, you know, these companies going to want as much out of this as they can get.
Now that happens, can these kids get fined now because they're getting income now? That's not, if they are doing that, maybe can make some rules saying, hey, if you do support, like, wear other stuff besides what your team apparel is, then you can be fined so much money. Since
yeah, what if you roll? What if you roll out there and you're a kicker, right? And you kick the game-winning field goal, but your socks are like some big car dealership company. The whole world sees it, and they go, okay, the kick's not good anymore. Violation of using someone's company's image on your uniform. I don't know.
I think we may be thinking too much into it.
No, but there's so many things to think about.
Yeah, there really is a lot of things to think about with this new rule coming up.
But if you're getting paid, great for you. And I have no problem with young women and men getting paid in college.
Yeah, equal opportunities. So I'm happy, like we mentioned earlier, with a lot of these smaller sport athletes getting some attention, getting some recognition for what they've done, because there have been all kinds of All-Americans at soccer or, you know, gymnastics, and they haven't had really any attention. And they don't have a professional league except if you want to go to the Olympics.
So what's going to be really cool is you're going to turn your TV on now, and there's going to be a lot of college athletes in these commercials. It's going to be neat to see that.
And you also got social media, and then a lot of these athletes are going to be making a whole lot of money doing appearances on social media. So add that to it. Nowadays, there are a lot of opportunities out there for a lot of athletes.
And I would guess that the speaking engagements will even be walk-ons, because if they can't get a Stingley to go, they'll get somebody on the team to speak, and they'll get paid. Hopefully that's what happens if it's a second-team DB or receiver.
Hey, walk-on's restaurant can endorse a walk-on.
We need walk-ons to endorse us, man.
Right.
I mean, they're statewide, and they do a good job. But, yeah, they got the big name. They got Stingley. And I'm pretty sure they're glad that we mentioned him on our show.
Oh, I know.
Jace, any final words today about any of this stuff? What about Eli Holstein? Any final words? Zachary, quarterback?
No, just very impressed listening to his interview with Eli, and I knew what kind of talent he was, and it's pretty crazy to think about that, you know, that Eli and Walker Howard knew each other for a long time, and, you know, and actually Walker backed up Eli's older brother at St. Thomas More, so you love how all these things come together. I'm just really excited to see this season and the quarterbacks and the future in Louisiana high school football, because I'm really excited to see this young talent coming up.
Well, our show on Monday is going to have the head coach from Slaughter Charter Academy, Slaughter Charter, which is not far from Zachary. I interviewed the coach at Slaughter Charter, and we also going to do a team preview of the Saints.
Yep, the New Orleans Saints
New
coming
Orleans
up.
Saints. So
life after Drew Brees.
Yeah, and then next week got a former LSU strength coach that's going to call in from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, to join us. We'll tell you who that is next week. Nick Buchholz, actually. He was at LSU under Stovall all the way through DiNardo.
Okay, yeah, and, long time.
Yeah, he was a strength from Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh. He's going to tell his story, which is very unique.
Oh, I bet he's got some stories to tell.
No connections to Louisiana when he came here. And stayed many years at LSU, and we'll have him on next week. And some other good guests in the future, and I appreciate you sitting in, Jason.
No problem. Anytime, Lee.
I hope our likeness is liked. No pun intended on our segment today with the imaging. I'm an old-school guy, so it's going to take me time to come around a little bit, too. As long as it doesn't ruin the sport, I'm okay with it. That's what I should have said. As long as it doesn't ruin college football or any college sport, I'm okay with it.
And the good thing about this, one more, I guess, thought about it before we wrap it up, is I think it will also allow – there's been a problem with a lot of college players skipping games. And I think with this going on, I think it'll won't have that much more of a problem.
Well, that's a good point, because now you're not worried about your value.
Right.
You're getting your money.
Right.
So, and then so here's a great point. It just made me think of this. If you're Greedy Williams and you're in the Fiesta Bowl, right, LSU needed DBs in that game, right? That's the game Burrow got popped and he threw the ball at the guy and the O-lineman helped him.
Sure, sure.
No Greedy Williams. He sat out, remember?
Yep. Yeah, Leonard Fournette sat his bowl game. Christian McCaffrey sat out.
Yeah, they all sat out.
Nick Bosa sat out like a whole season.
So now they're getting $1 million a year anyway, and they're like, nah, yeah, I'm not playing for money anymore. I'm getting the money.
And then also, I mean, we're not going to talk about it a whole lot, but also with the expanded college football playoff too, the reason why they're skipping these games because they thought the games don't matter. Well, if you have expanded college football playoff, then those players won't skip that game too.
And by the way, you're not going to skip a bowl now, a bowl game that you thought wasn't big because your likeness means a lot, image and name, to put that on social media.
You're already getting money already.
So don't skip the Gator Bowl and the Independence Bowl and all these other bowls, because that's a chance to get your picture taken that you can sell or interview from the game, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good point. So there are some good things, but again, at the end of the day, I want all these guys to get along. I want the team guys, the teammates to be teammates. I want the coaches and the kids to get along. I don't want the kids to lose interest in the game, to put the work in still. Go to class still. That's why you're getting this. You're in school. You got to be a student and just be able to handle this. And if it doesn't ruin sports, I'm okay with it.
Student first, athlete second, celebrity third. So,
and it's hard to do that. It's going to be hard with that M-O-N-E-Y coming in like crazy to juggle student and being an athlete. That's my concern. I'm not concerned with them getting paid. That's fine.
And maybe a lot of athletes that are NFL or professional, level or capable, maybe they've always wanted to get a degree or their family wanted to get a degree. Maybe they think, okay, I'm getting paid anyway. I can go to college, get my degree, and the NFL is still going to be there. So,
well, no, it's going to – if you're not a first-round pick, you're definitely going to finish your eligibility now. I mean, why go in the second round when you're making almost $1 million a year in college? I mean, why do it?
And NFL is going to last so long, so get your degree anyway.
But I'm telling you right now, I've said it three times, the MLB, baseball, the NBA, and NFL are going to hate this. Because it's going to screw up their drafts.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to keep kids in school. And the alumni are going to love that. We just got to keep these, again, if I'm a star player and I'm going to make $1 million a year and I'm the quarterback of Georgia, LSU, wherever, make sure you take care of your teammates. Because, at the end of the day, everybody wants championships. And the fans want championships. And the fans are okay with this. As long as you continue to work toward that sport they love called football, baseball, basketball, or even now gymnastics, which is very popular.
I guarantee it, Lee. As long as their team is continuing to win, they don't care. So that's the biggest thing.
Right.
If it doesn't affect the team's performance on the field, they don't care if they're getting paid or not.
The final thing I just thought of is, how is this going to affect agents?
I'm sure agents are going to love this, too, with all these opportunities.
But you're going to have more agents now. Because more people to represent.
Right.
But yet, technically, you're not supposed to have an agent in college, right?
Yep.
We'll see how that goes.
For now, I would say that agents are all really enjoying this this opportunity. Because there's so many players you can go out there and endorse and help them out.
Incredible. I hope you enjoyed the show. Having Eli Holstein was a treat at Zachary High School. Thank all the Zachary coaches again. And I hope you enjoyed the our likeness, image, and name, where these guys are going to make a ton of money, a lot of them, or not all. And we'll see you on Monday. I hope everybody has a great 4th of July.
Right.
Jace, dodge the firecrackers, and I'll try. Hope everybody's safe out there. Have a safe 4th of July. We'll see you on Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.